Choshevarabonim, Rosh Hashivas, Tyre Yidden, members of the press, friends, and fellow protesters. We're assembled here this afternoon because the homeland of the Jewish people is under attack. The homeland of the Jewish people is currently attacked by vile enemies who would see it destroyed. And we're here this evening to speak up for the defense of the homeland and to protect it from those who seek its destruction. The homeland of the Jewish people is the Torah HaKdosha. Jews have no nationality and no nation state because, unlike all the other umos who exist because of a common land, language, or culture, the Jewish people exist only because they accepted a common religion, because they accepted the Torah from Hashem on Har Sinai, in the desert, where we possess no land, no territory, and no state. Hayom hazeh niyeso la'om. Today, the day of Kabbalah HaTorah, we became a nation. Within the borders of our homelands, the Torah, we flourish. Outside of its borders, we die. And our homeland has accompanied us into every territory that we have lived during the 2,000 years of exile. The world wonders how the Jewish people survived for 2,000 years in Golus with no political infrastructure, no army, no common land, language, and culture. But we don't wonder. We survived because we did not rely on an army, a land, or a culture for our survival. Armies are defeated, lands are conquered, and cultures come and go. But the Holy Torah is eternal, and its protection is eternal, and its people are eternal so long as they remain its people, the people of the Torah, the Jewish nation. We were a proud people, proud to be the custodian of the eternal book of books, proud to live our lives morally and in dignity and in conformance with the Ratzon Hashem. We had no aspirations to be great warriors, win Nobel Prizes or gold medals. We were proud to be pious, scholarly, and moral. We were proud to be Jews. When we prospered, we were proud. And when we were persecuted, we were proud. Especially when we were persecuted, we were proud because then we were proud that we were not our persecutors. We were proud that we were the oppressed and not the oppressors. When we were persecuted, we thanked Hashem every day that we were prophets and not persecutors. But there were those who were not proud. There were those who were ashamed. They loved the lifestyle of the anti-Semites. They envied their power, their ruthlessness, their tanks, and their planes. They were ashamed that a Jew is a Torah scholar and not a soldier. They were ashamed that Jews named their children Yisrael Meir, Velvel, or Yoeli, and not Nimrod or Omri. They were ashamed that the Jews would rather celebrate finishing a Masechta and not win a scholar championship, a soccer championship. They were ashamed that the Jews would rather invent a new pshat in a Tosfos rather than a new form of martial arts. They looked at the Jew the same way the anti-Semite did, ugly, despicable, weak, and shameful. They looked at the Jew the same way, if we could imagine, the way a gorilla would look at a Jew, pale, weak, and worthless. They were Jewish versions of the anti-Semites. They hated Jewishness, and they hated Jews. They hated Judaism, but they could not live amongst the anti-Semites because the anti-Semites persecuted them too. Poor Koifrim. Whatever shall they do? Their solution was Zionism, its goal to destroy all that makes the Jews in their eyes so weak, so despised, to destroy all that makes the Jewish people so Jewish. They diagnosed what they called the Jewish problem, and they decided that the source of the problem is Judaism, the religion itself. If only we could get rid of Judaism and be more like our persecutors, our lives would be so much better. But don't believe me about this. Let's give the Zionists a chance to speak for themselves. I quote from one of their founding fathers, a man whose version of Zionism is the dominant one in Israel today. Vladimir Jabotinsky Shane Rishoyim Yurkov. And I quote, "What is a Zionist?" This is what he said. But to imagine what a Zionist is, you have to take a Yid and imagine the opposite, the exact opposite of a Yid. A Yid is ugly, sickly, and has no hadras ponim. Therefore, a Zionist has to be beautiful, have massive shoulders, vigorous movements, and shades of bright color. Because a Jew is despised, the Hebrew must be charming. Because the Jew is disgusting to everybody, the Hebrew should be lovable. The Jew is submissive, the Hebrew has to know how to command. Jewishness was a destructive doctrine that needed to be eradicated, and the Zionists did their best to eradicate it. They wanted to repeal and replace Judaism, to replace religion with nationalism, to replace the Talmud with tanks, and to change the people of the book to the people of the bomb. So they obtained a state, and they declared this state to be the nation state of the Jewish people. They created a language, Ivrit, and they decided it's the language of the Jewish people. They made an army, and they decided that this army is what defends the Jewish people. But the Jewish people have no state. We have no national language, and there is no army of the Jews. What they created is a statehood, but it doesn't possess any aspect of Jewishness or Judaism in any form or matter. The truth is that the state of Israel has as much to do with Judaism and Jewish identity as China or Korea does. They should stop calling themselves Israel and stop calling themselves a Jewish state, because those are lies. They can call themselves, if they want, Herzlstan, the nation state of the Herzlstanis. Or they can call themselves the Canaanim if they want. They can call themselves whatever they want. But they are not Israel, and they are not the state of the Jews. For over 100 years, this assault on our identity has raged, and the Zionists have used many ways and means to repeal and replace Judaism. But the strongest weapon throughout the years that they've used was indoctrination, propaganda. And the strongest tool of propaganda is their army. The Israeli army is not merely a military organization. Israel set up its military to be an indoctrination camp for Zionist ideology. It's designed to be an educational institution, not merely to teach its recruits how to shoot, but to teach them how to be Zionists. Not merely to show their soldiers how to serve the Zionist country, but how to serve the Zionist gods. Israel's army is a church of Zionism. Ben-Gurion called the Zionist army a melting pot. He said it was designed to, quote, clean, refine, and purify the Jews of their, quote, foreign garbage. It sounds more like a rehab than an army to me, and indeed is a rehab. But what Israel's army wants to rehabilitate us from, we would give our lives to keep. The IDF officer's training manual was found to include lectures on the following topics. 1, what is Judaism? 2, is Judaism a religion, a way of life, or a constitution of a nation? 3, what is the identity of the Jewish people? What business does a military have to teach about religion? Imagine if the Belgian army, for example, were to teach its soldiers about Christianity or Islam, and tell them what your priests taught you about Christianity, what your imams taught you about Islam is all wrong. We in the army know what Christianity is. Who in the world would ever tolerate such a thing in an army? And this is what, from a moral perspective, forfeits Israel's rights to demands that we serve. Set aside for now that we're in exile and forbidden by the Torah to have any state. Set aside for now the fact that we are in exile and forbidden by the Torah to wage war against any nation. Let's set aside for now all our religious reasons for not serving in the army. The state of Israel has no moral rights to forcibly draft anybody into its army. If Israel's army would be merely a military organization like the American Army or the French Army, their draft would be as just as those in other countries. But the Israeli army is not a military only. It's an indoctrination camp for the Zionist religion. No government has a right, even from a secular perspective, to insist that their citizens go through forced religious indoctrination. Zionists, you created a church of Zionism and then claim that all your citizens have to serve in it. The excuse that your church also happens to be an army does not make your forced religious indoctrination any less odious or disgusting. Let the word go out from this time and place that we Jews refuse to go like sheep to the slaughter to your Zionist indoctrination camps. We Jews have a custom on a holiday called Sukkot. The last days of Sukkot, Simchas Torah, we have a ceremony where we surround the Torah and we dance around it in a circle. I'd like to give an explanation as to why we do that. We have a rule. There are two types of persecutions against the Jews that the nations have tried to victim us with. One is a persecution against our physical bodies, like the Persians try to do on Purim, and then there's a persecution against our religion, like the Syrian Greeks try to do during Hanukkah. Our reaction to both of those are different. Hashem protects the Jewish body. God protects the Jewish lives. And when our lives are in danger, we pray to Hashem for him to help us. And Hashem protects the Jews. But when the Torah is in danger, then we pull out the swords and fight. Hashem protects the Jews, but he gave us on Har Sinai his Torah, and he said, this Torah is a pekodin by the Jews, and it is our responsibility to protect it. So all during the holiday of Sukkot, Hashem protected us with Anonei HaKovid. He surrounded us and protected us from all our enemies. What could we give back to Hashem? Can we snap our fingers and create an Amud Shel Eish to protect the Torah HaKadosha? Can we say some words and conjure an Amud Ha'onon to protect the Torah? No. How do we protect the Torah? We only have one thing, Mesiras Nefesh, our own lives. And so after the Yom Tov where we celebrate Hashem protecting us by circling us with Anonei HaKovid, after that, we show Hashem that we will circle your Torah the way you circled us with our own bodies. We are the Anonei HaKovid to protect the Torah, and if an Apikoiris comes to attack the Torah, if the Koifrim come to hurt the Torah, we tell them, you want to get to the Torah, you got to go through us first. The only way you're gonna touch our Torah HaKadosha is through our dead bodies. You could beat us up, Zionists. Every day they're beating up Jews. They come with their clenched fists and twisted faces, with their batons on horseback and on foot. And they beat Jews and they hurt Jews. You know what? You could beat us, you could hurt us, you could put us in jail. Then you're dealing with Hashem. Domam loini kasi. But when you want to hurt the Torah, we draw a red line in the sand. And if need be, we draw that red line with our own blood. We won't let you hurt the Torah, HaKadosha. To every Bachur we say, Chazak, be strong. Never give up your religion and never give up your Yiddishkeit. Never allow anyone to make you into a Zionist, which is the opposite of a Yid. Every Jew that goes to jail for refusing to give up his religion makes a Kiddush Hashem. Come, join us and our holy forefathers throughout history and join hand in hand to create an unbreachable wall in front of the Sefer Torah so that no one can harm it. To Hashem, we turn and say, we promise you that you placed your Torah in good hands. We promise you not to allow it to be harmed. We tell Hashem, your enemies are our enemies. And to the state of Israel, I have advice. Constructive advice. You have two paths in front of you. You can either rescind all the laws, the loopholes, the terms, and that shtick you have that forces the Jews to go through your indoctrination camps. Your second option is to build more jails, because you're going to need them. Because just as the Jews protect the Torah, Hashem protects the Jews. And just as He protected us for the Romans and the Greeks and all the Oimdim Aleinu L'chaloseinu, Hashem will protect us from the Zionists as well. You may have your armies and your police forces and your propaganda. You may be able to bribe, bully, and brainwash, but on our side is all of Jewish history. On our side is every Jew who has ever moiser nefesh al kiddush Hashem. On our side is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and against such power, you stand no chance.
ובזוכים שיר המדס ממעמקים וניסחים ומדברוהם אלא מצא יחמיס בלדוג את יעמם.
Ooh, me.
Venite, es is true.